The FDA issued a public health advisory on Tuesday concerning the use of kratom. That's an herb that some people use to treat pain, stress, and anxiety. After unsuccessfully trying to regulate the substance last year, the FDA now says it's ceasing shipments of kratom into the country. WLRN intern Yaneli Gonzalez has the story.
Kratom comes from a plant that grows naturally in countries like Malaysia and Thailand. In the U.S., many drink it as tea or take it in its capsule form in order to relax. Some people suffering from opioid withdrawal also say it's helpful. But the FDA claims kratom can actually have similar effects to opioids and therefore also carries risks of abuse, addiction, and even death. This frustrates people like Jim Ciano, who owns Purple Lotus Kava Bar, which sells kratom tea in three locations across South Florida. He believes the FDA isn't actually concerned about safety.
The treatment centers, which are linked to the pharmaceutical industry, which is linked to the government, feel threatened.
Miriam Pearson Martinez is a retired midwife who drinks it as tea recreationally. This is how she put it.
Kratom is something that I can take or leave at any time. It would more hurt me and affect me by knowing that my rights as a person to choose things for my own life are being limited.
Sellers and users say they hope to dispel what they say are myths about the herb and hope the public and government can accept it as a natural alternative to prescription drugs. I'm Yaneli Gonzalez in Delray Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.